Welcome to another edition of your daily financial services news wrap. I am Paige Estrotori, broadcasting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to source for everything on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today is Saturday, November 15th, 2025. As the week concludes, it concludes with a wave of developments in the financial services sector. Loan Market Group's Asset Finance Exchange, or AFX, has been making significant strides within the past year. Since its inception in October 2024, AFX has processed over 1,800 deals and posted $80 million in settlements, a considerable accomplishment in such a short span. The platform functions as a critical facilitator, connecting mortgage brokers with asset finance experts. Evidence of its success: an impressive 50% of all brokers actively refer to AFX, while 75% have made multiple referrals. With this surge, Australia's asset finance market strengthens, particularly benefiting SMEs and individual consumers managing their debts without disrupting cash flow. Spurred by the success of platforms like AFX, we see an industry trend towards financing more sustainable assets, which hints at a promising future for the asset finance market. Taking a shift from here, Australia's private lending sector too is witnessing a significant expansion, offering fresh opportunities for our local brokers. Alternative funding solutions are becoming increasingly popular, especially among SMEs. However, with this growth, the brokers need to ensure strict adherence to credit laws as ASIC heightens its oversight. The rising trend of brokers venturing into commercial loans underscores this dynamic change. Reflecting the tightening industry standards, Macquarie Bank has announced a stop to accepting new home loan applications from trusts and companies as of October 30, 2025. This change addresses potential misuse of complex corporate structures to sidestep loan requirements. Brokers will have to diversify their lender networks and maintain transparent communication with clients for effectively mitigating any associated challenges. These developments portray a dynamic and evolving landscape in Australia's financial services sector. As the industry propels forward, Financial Services Online will keep you well informed at every turn. Remember, for more details, you can always visit us online at financialservicesonline.com.au. This concludes today's Financial Services News Wrap. I am Paige Estrotori, wishing you a financially sound day. Until next time.